The month of July has really kickstarted the wet season in Northeast Florida and the Jacksonville Metro, as June really started things off dry. JIA in northern Duval County only received about 4.5 inches of rain, below average by about 3 inches. But for the month of July, we have gotten 7.5 inches of rain. So that's a difference of about 3 inches, and we are going to finish the month of July above average. That is a guarantee, because we average just about 6.7 inches of rain for the month. We roll into the second half of the wet season in August and September on a great note after what has been a pretty wet and stormy couple of weeks. The rain and storms today and Tuesday are going to focus where they did Sunday, near and west of Interstate 95. So it's not going to rain everywhere, but there will be heavy downpours of rain and storms, especially if you live in western Duval, western Nassau, over into Clay and Baker counties. On Wednesday, this is when we see a little weather pattern shift. The wind is going to start to blow onshore for the second half of Tuesday. That's an easterly onshore wind, and that's going to be with us Wednesday and Thursday. That means the potential for rain at the beach in the morning, and then we'll gradually see those areas of rain and storms shift inland as we get later into the afternoon. And I'm talking far inland, west of Highway 301, out toward I-75. So it is going to be a little bit drier Wednesday and Thursday, especially for the Interstate 95 corridor, but the temperatures aren't going to be that hot. With that onshore wind, that brings that cooler, more refreshing air mass in from the Atlantic Ocean. Our daytime highs will still be hot. I don't want to give you the wrong idea. We'll still be in the low 90s each day, and it'll still be humid. But as we move into Wednesday and Thursday afternoon and evening, it may feel a little more refreshing out there, especially out at the coast. Friday, this is when we see that second weather pattern shift. We're going to have an offshore southwesterly wind, and that's going to advance the Gulf Sea Breeze all the way back to I-95. This is the weather pattern that we've seen over the last few days. So it's going to be a little more stormy for the metro, and that moves the beaches back in that threat area for the afternoon and evening storms. It takes the rain away in the morning, but it does mean a little more stormy and potentially meaner and louder thunderstorms with that frequent thunder and lightning in the afternoon and evening, not just Friday, but also Saturday and Sunday. The temperatures don't look to warm up that much into the weekend, but it does look a little more stormy. We are always tracking the tropics in the First Alert Weather Center. There are no active storms and no development is expected, at least over the next 5 to 7 days. It's been pretty quiet, and it looks like it's going to stay quiet, at least for about a week or so. There is some Saharan dust out there in the Atlantic that is pushing from east to west from the Sahara over the Atlantic. And that can work to sometimes keep tropical systems from forming. It doesn't always happen, but that could be the reason why things are pretty quiet out there now. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.